Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always glad to have you and you and you, regardless of what time of day or whatever problem or situation you have. We ask each and every one to call in because of the fact that we're seeking to get the grassroots, amen, the common interpretation and common reflections on the subjects and the answers that will edify. Because God sent us to, as ministers and pastors, to come to edify his people. That's what the gospel is all about. That's what the church is all about. And that's what Jesus came to do, amen, to instruct his people and guide his people back to God. Amen. We like to pray now. Father, we thank you for those that are calling, those that desire to call, and those that will be listening, oh God, in the future. Oh Lord, that you will uplift them and edify them and give them the understanding about what is happening in these end time and in these moments of, amen, the world today. And Lord, we ask you to bless them, teach them, help them through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. There's so many things that are happening in the world today, amen. The Bible is true in all areas of our life. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, where you're living, amen, God has the answer. If you believe the Bible, amen, believe, amen, how God reached down, and what he says is the same yesterday, today, and evermore, amen. And our desire here is always, amen, to encourage you, amen, upbuild you, to let you know that he's never changed. God never changed. Amen. You can call in at toll-free 1-855-236-2252. Amen. And we will, after reading the scriptures, amen, and after a light song of encouragement, and share your opinion on the subject we're talking about and discussing now, the end-time signs. And so many things happen around you. People overlook what's happening around you. But if you listen to what the Bible says, amen, you'll be encouraged. You'll be encouraged. Amen. In the book of Matthews, we're going to be reading from three different Bibles, the Amplified Bible, the 24th chapter, as well as other scriptures and chapters. Amen. 24th chapter of Matthews, and the 8th verse says, But this is the beginning, the early pains of the birth pangs for the intolerance anguish. Then they shall hand you over to be suffered affliction and tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and repelled, and will begin to be distrusted and deserted him who they ought to trust and obey. That's leaders. And will stumble and fall away and betray one another and persecute one another with hate. And as many false prophets will arise and deceive and lead men into error. And the love of the great body of people will grow cold because of the multitude of sinlessness and lawlessness and iniquity. That's the Amplified interpretation and reading. Now we're going to read in a New International Bible, the 24th chapter and the 8th verse. All these are the beginning of the birth pains. And we're talking about prior to that, Jesus discussing the disciples, asking them, said, Father, when is it going to be? Amen, the signs of end time. He's talking about wars and rumors of wars. So So we pick it up here. There's a point here we always overlook. And this is the point that we're trying to bring out now. Amen. The ninth verse, then they will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and appear with many people. Because of the increase of iniquity, the love of most will grow cold. Amen. Notice here, amen, about the things that are happening that sometimes we overlook. We overlook. Amen. We overlook some of the things. And notice in King James Version says that in the 10th verse, 24th chapter of Matthew, then shall be many offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Now notice, sometimes you think, amen, it was your relatives, your cousins, you try to pinpoint why people offend you, try to pinpoint why the hate arise, why you thought you were doing all you can to your neighbor, your relative, your brother, your sister. But when Jesus is saying here, in these times, in these days, when you have wars and rumors of wars, and earthquake and floods, and all the Mother Nature seems to be out of balance, and people's minds seem to be out of balance, and a lot of sin is out of balance, you might say so, because of the neighborhood, we have a lot of lawlessness. Seems as though people want to go back to the time of carrying guns and fighting one another, race wars, and in high places. And you find here, you say, well, you know, what is all this about? What is all this about? Amen. The Bible began to tell you these are signs. This is not the end. But Jesus said these are the signs of the end time. Amen. And we want to, amen, let Brother Fortner, amen, to come and share this song with you. And we're going to start taking James Fortune. We're going to take this song here. Then we're going to share with you, amen, some of the things that you will find that would be helpful in how to get through these times. How to get through these times. Pray for one another. Call one another. Let them know Block Talk is on the air.
This life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking, like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me.
He told me. This is what He told me. He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just wait through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is better than away. Don't let
deserve you.
You didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
It can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what it told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pain.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So,
get through it. I know you're saying now, there's no way I can live.
Everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. Everything works together. Amen. You're not going to be a baby always, and some things going to come in your life, and you're going to find yourself dependent on God more than you thought you should or what people might say, and you don't know where the rain coming or the storm coming from, but you can pray through it. The power of prayer. The power of prayer. God will lift you above this situation. Amen. But we're here today and tonight, wherever you might be listening, to let you know it's going to come. Offense going to come. Doesn't matter where it comes from, because Scripture says so. It's going to come. It's coming. Amen. It's coming. And that's what we want to talk about tonight. Amen. You want to share. Amen. Put a part in listening. Amen, about the end time. And you never thought the end time would be involved, amen, so much personal persecution, but it does. All the sin, some, you know, your brothers and sisters get tired of seeing so much sin happening, things that are happening that they're going to turn, amen, from God. Amen. Let's talk about it tonight. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. And I will announce the last four digits of your number, and you can go right ahead and talk. Amen. Express yourself. There's no wrong answer. Remember, we're here to help one another. Amen. Amen. All right. We have a caller. Go right ahead, and we'll be listening to wherever you're calling from. Amen. And we're asking you to... Amen. To share the scriptures if you can. Try not to get too much personal. But things that you might have seen and you thought maybe it wasn't biblical, but there might be some friends that turned away. Amen. Just press 1 on your phone. Call a friend. Tell a friend. You can dial 1-855-326-2252. We have a caller. The last four digits is 3706. 3706. Yes,
praise the Lord.
Right ahead. God bless you.
Yes, bless, bless.
Yes, yes, God bless you.
It's really a good time for people of God to look far away to see how the some situation really sometimes therapy, sometimes, you know, like we used to talk about time, so the fiction.
Yes.
It's some kind of imagination of things you see, or dream, or something. Maybe one time that will be possible. Now, you don't need to dream. You might walk in the street and you see an accident happen, and you say, how come that happened? And that was really, there's no explanation. And that has to report. And another thing, you get some family situation and the way they handle things. You see, the kids, they own all big ideas. They bring anything they want to because there's nobody to lead them on their way.
Mm.
And you know what the Bible says about family. If you be a mother, you serve the Lord, and in your family, you like it. You got a big responsibility to bring everything. You and my house, we will serve the Lord. Okay, it's a big-time vision. But when you look at the point of view, in a regular situation, people can tell you the world really far, located not in the middle, we don't know so close or far, because Lord is the master. He's the one who provides, the one who observes and fix situation. But there's a lot of things like 20 to 30, 50 years ago, they tell you life was not like that. People never used to live like that. Job is not like that. And the way we handle life is not like that. Everybody live like a family now. Even family for family or family live like enemy for enemy. And another way, people working hard to make a life, and that's turned to be a bitterness. It's like, why, how come, my Lord, I work so hard and I don't make it, and I feel like I don't have anything for myself.
Yeah.
And now I wonder, what about the other people who never make any steps in their life? What happened to them?
Yes.
There's a lot of questions, a lot of self-questions people need to answer. And when we go to the Bible to talk about the wrath of God, end of the world, and the Bible prophecy, how things will change, you go to hear sound of the war, and the war will not be too far. It can be far, but that's your way to think about it. But everything has a limit, everything has a sound, everything has a warning, but it can be in a difficult situation for all of us to understand. But God built up a big time for his people, and the real people will find the real way.
Yes, but God.
That's what I
believe. Yes. God bless you, my friend. Good to hear you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. But another thing, you know, I feel like it's a real blessing for all of us, whoever find a way every Thursday to put hands together with you in this and testify the power of the Lord, what he has done in our life. That's a good time, and we need to continue to pray, because God has his plan, and the solution, how far we can believe, is not too far. But it's up to the Lord to fix it. And
God,
we need to keep our prayer for any time.
Yep.
Amen.
All right. Amen. God bless you. God, it was always good to have you. Amen. And we, to our listeners, that's Leon Toussaint. We'll be, amen, we have a foreign outreach. Amen. Sometime we'll be announcing it, amen, in Creole, amen, in English and Spanish. So we're always good to hear him. Amen. Amen. We have another caller. That's Press 1 on your phone. We're talking about the end time and the things that you have seen and heard. Amen. You like to express. And it's good to express things because sometimes you feel you're the only one. And Peter, amen, defined it one time in his book. Amen. Apostle Peter said, you're not the only one. Don't think it's strange like you're the only one that's going through these things. And that's what we hear. Amen. Discussing this. Just press 1 on your phone. Amen. And make the last 4 digits. Always announce the last 4 digits on your phone. We have a 4427. Amen. The last 4 digits. And you can go right ahead. Amen.
Thank yes. You good evening, Bishop. What a powerful subject. A powerful subject as usual. And I look to the book of Isaiah, in the first chapter, in verse 4, and he says, our sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, seeds of evildoers, children that are corrupt, they have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backwards. And you know, in this time, Bishop, you know, the people of God are looking with amazement because the enemy has his agenda now through all the media and through all the electronic devices. You can see his agenda fully out front everywhere you go, on the TV, radio, whatever. His kingdom is being promoted. And I was reminded some of the prayer warriors that, you know, God always used the simplest thing to confound man. And the enemy may seem right now that his agenda is on the forefront, but lately God has been doing simple things to show his people that he's still on the throne. And I was reminding people, look at the clouds lately. There was a time when we were children, we used to try to use our imagination to see what these clouds may resemble. But here lately, the past few years, clouds have been very descriptive, very distinctive in the forms that they make. And God is using the simplest thing to show his people that he's still on the throne. And I've seen clouds that look like angels and the thing. But it's the enemy has always been in the airwaves. And with all the technology that man has, he can promote his agenda a lot better than ever before. But the people of God got to do. Remember the word of God say, think on whatever soul is honest, whatever soul is pure, whatever soul is true, whatever soul is lovely. Think on these things and not get caught up in what the enemy is doing.
Very good, very good. You brought a point there, and it struck me in when the Holy Spirit reminded us, because he said when 2 or 3 come together in his name, they be in the midst. And you said the enemy in the airway, he is the prince of the air. Amen. He's the prince of the air down here. Amen. Mm-hmm. And his enemy, amen, his workers and principalities will use, amen, they will use the airways and technology, amen, to promote his warfare. And it's good that we all come together. Go right ahead. Yes, sir.
Yes,
amen. Go ahead.
We have to remember that, you know, there's a reason why God referred to us as being sheep. You know, they are people in the kingdom of God who are specifically assigned to do spiritual warfare. But though the main body of Christ's followers are basically God refers to us being sheep, because what he wants to do is to focus on him, that he will fight battles. And sheep only know what follow the shepherd's voice, and they go to eat where the shepherds need them to eat. And this is where we need to be. This is why God tells us to think on those things, whatever so is true, whatever so is right, whatever so is lovely and kind. And he wants us to think this way because most of us are not equipped spiritually to do spiritual battle with the enemy. None of us in our own strength can battle the enemy. Even Jesus did not go against Satan in his own strength. He did in the strength of the Lord. We have to understand there are people in the kingdom of God who are assigned to do spiritual warfare, but the masses of the people are to be like sheep and just listen to the voice of the Lord and follow it and have faith and believe and know that he will protect us in all situations and keep us.
All right. God bless you. Thank you for calling. We're always happy. You can, amen, just hang around. And we have dial 1-855-236-2252, 1-855, toll-free, 236-2252. And when you press 1, our technician will put you in, and we'll be glad to have you on the air, and amen, in this study, and we will announce your last 4 digits. Amen. We're talking about the end time. We're talking about the end time. The things maybe you've seen around you and you want to know, is it biblical? And one of the points, amen, I think we overlook, yes, there are walls and rumors of walls and this, that, and the other, but Matthew 24:10 says, and the King James says, and then shall many be offended, amen, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, amen. And sometimes we overlook that. We overlook that. And why are the offense coming? Why are the offense coming? And why things that are happening? You know, your children come home and they talk about things that are happening at school. Amen. Don't bring the children, you know, like you don't do on your job. Don't bring them. Amen. If they saved and the enemy know they're trying to hold a Christian life, amen, they might try something all the time against the children. Even you on your job, even you in the community, you don't know why they throw trash in your yard or say something against you. Amen. Jesus said these things going to come. That's part of the end time. They're part of the end time. So don't turn away from the church. Don't turn away from, amen, praying to God. Don't turn away from the faith. Amen. This is what the scriptures is talking about. And we want all that we're pitching in tonight to encourage somebody. Amen. Come back to God or to stay. Stay with Christ and hold out. Hold out. All right, we have another caller. You push 1 on your phone. Amen. The last 4 digits, I think it's 3706. Amen. The last 4 digits is 3706. Amen. We're talking about end time and things maybe you've seen and heard that you would like to express and remind people to be watchful. Amen. All right. The last 4 digits of your telephone number is 3706. Amen. So
amen.
Continue to, God bless you. God bless you. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening. Yeah. It's a blessing.
Yeah.
It's a blessing. When you observe and listen through the media, watching TV, listen to the radio station, and you know, the newspaper, you see a lot of things about politics, economy, education. Sometimes they ask for a change or for a new resolution, for a new system. And some other time, you know, they even complain about the demographic, the people in the world, how there's so much people around the world, how they're living. And another case with the illness, the disease, sometimes, you know, there's nothing to control how the situation ran up different way. For example, you get the situation in Africa about the Ebola.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And before we have the AIDS situation was safe, and there's a lot of busy way, busy mind, but there's something in the middle. You know, people, I don't say ignore, but there's a negligence about the for them to see, my Lord, how far we are, how can we question? There's a no turning point to see the Lord as mm-hmm. the universe, mm-hmm. the eyes, mm-hmm. you know, but they're looking for some solution without God.
Yes, yes, yes.
And people you don't believe to supposed to question about that, they don't question. We have a God for rich people, that the same God for the poor people. We have a God for sick people, that the same God for healthy people. But all these point ignored. But we got to be careful as a Christian with the media. Like the other brother was talking about the family, the kids, disobedient. They do whatever they want. They bring all the wrong ideas they want to in the house. But the big situation is, if we serve the Lord, we're looking for the right way to serve Him, we will not mm-hmm. be hidden by His wrath. The Bible says things will not be easy. will not be easy. But what we have to do is a self-question. The self-question is a turning point to the Master.
All right.
And
all right.
One
God bless
thing
you.
Is that stay in prayer.
Yes. All right. God bless you. We have another
amen.
Caller.
Amen.
And we always try to work to get more of our brothers and sisters on. Amen. To share. Amen. I know it's a good subject tonight, and all of us have much to say, but if we get four or five more, amen, insight, we hope to encourage someone. That's the whole focus of Blog Talk in the doctrine of truth, to, you know, from the grassroots, we theology, eschatology, and pneumatology, and, you know, we just try to keep it simple. Keep it simple as possible. Amen. Let them know you was offended. It wasn't your fault. You know, don't leave the church. You things that are happening, and people come to the church, and the pastor have to deal with, and the leaders have to deal with so much they bring from their home, their job. Sometimes they take it home, and the parents don't know, the family don't know, the wife don't know, the husband don't know what's happening. Amen. And you find yourself and you wonder, well, where's God in all of this? He's here. God is still here. He's still here. And amen. Like the brother was saying, that He's the same God that heals. He's the same God that blesses. He's the same God, amen, that save us. He's the same God. He's the same. But one thing you have to understand, Jesus said, I'll be with you. I'm with you always. And that helped you to grow. Amen. It's growing times. Amen. You're not going to be a babe always. You're not going to be a baby all the time in Christ. You're going to see some things and grow over it. Amen. Amen. I think we have another caller coming in. Amen. And you can press 1-855 toll free 236-2252. Toll free 855-236-2252. Amen. We're talking about, we have a call, the last four digits is 4271. Last four digits is 4271305. Yes, sir.
Go ahead. God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
I listened to the broadcast tonight, and I find it very interesting.
I thought we'd miss you.
I'd like to say, to all that are listening, it comes to that God, you hit on it right there. I hope you would keep on talking. See, mm-hmm. God wants to lead us all. And mm-hmm. I think Brother mm-hmm. Hester, he led it to men being led like sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And you find mm-hmm. that that's how men are. As an infant, you must depend on others. Depend mm-hmm. on your parents mm-hmm. or whoever your guardians are. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. what sheep, that's the character of sheep. As a mm-hmm. man, mm-hmm. you still got to go out in the pasture and get your own food. You got to provide, okay. but still, you need to be led.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
what I'm looking at is that God sends us the Holy Ghost, and he
okay.
is the leader in this time. And mm-hmm. see, if he leads, you see, there's no seduction of spirit. There's
mm-hmm.
no seducing
mm-hmm.
by other spirits. If he leads
okay.
you, and he
right.
fear you, if he fear you, there's no overtaking you of by evil. See,
mm-hmm.
if he leads you, and see what we're looking at in this time, and it's interesting to me, cause it comes up with me quite a bit. You
mm-hmm.
see,
mm-hmm.
Many are being led by seducing spirits. They give in heed to doctrines of devil, says the scripture. You
mm-hmm.
see?
Mm-hmm.
And they're thinking they're right. They're thinking they're hitting on right because there's an absence of God's leading. So it's a thin line between soul and spirit. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
God sent us the Holy Ghost that he would lead us. See?
Yes.
Now you got everybody now, and some appear to be good and functional. You got
mm-hmm.
so many coming up with their own Bible. You see,
oh, yeah.
they're
oh,
saying
yeah.
they're putting making it easier, but I wonder about that.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
at first they used to do a reference to the King James Version. You see,
mm-hmm.
but now they do their own thing, their own notes. And the enemy is using it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so what's going on with the church? See, the church is suffering because of these things. And one more thing. When it comes down to the offerings, it comes
mm-hmm.
down to the circulation of money. They're
mm-hmm.
running to finances, which God is, he's the sole provider. But here's the
yeah.
thing. You, he didn't give me a license to fleece the people.
All
you
right.
see? He All said, right. feed the sheep, not eat them. You see? He gave you the Holy Ghost to lead the people. He
yeah.
qualifies the leader. You see?
Yeah.
But a lot of this is going on, and people are being hit with the times in which we live in. We live in a time of Lot, in a time of Noah and Lot. So
yeah.
in this time, all this stuff is coming at, especially young folks. And
mm-hmm.
and you gotta talk. You gotta the old timer. You said you gotta stay at the altar until you be filled. You
yeah.
see. So we understand that, but without him,
mm-hmm.
A bishop, without the
mm-hmm.
Holy Ghost, I'm sitting up with tears running out my eyes. Without
yes,
him,
yes.
Something else gonna lead you. See what I'm saying?
Yes,
and it
yes,
seemed
sir.
To be just like God's leading, but it's a long way from it.
Yes, sir.
You see?
Yes, sir.
And so this is
Very
what
good.
people don't wanna. People say what I'm going to church for. See, it's the
mm-hmm.
Holy Ghost
mm-hmm.
that convicts. So this is what I'm looking at on this subject of the last time, because this is what's happening. It is not to be critical, but God wants us to see it. you see.
Yes, yes.
So we can stand. We can stand for him. Nobody gonna love you. Listen, if you just tell a lie now, folks don't love you. They'll go along with you. So you might as well tell the truth.
Amen.
You see?
Amen. Very.
So this
very
is what I'm looking at. I'm just enjoying the conversation because it's very much needful. Mm-hmm. Very much needful. You gotta all tell right. the truth. If they throw you out, like they did the blind man, I guarantee you, if they throw you out, Jesus ain't gonna leave you.
He picked
you up. So the church, we need to surrender, give our all to God. He ain't gonna take
right.
nothing from us. He gonna fortify
right.
what we already have. But we gotta give
right.
it to Jesus and let him do the lead. Thank you, Bishop.
You open up so much here now. Amen. We can do 10 more programs right here in this day, but we got some more we want to hear from as well. Amen. We always thank God for the elder came in. Amen. I call him the old man Peter. When he walk in, things clear up. Amen. But one thing also he said, amen, the elder said, amen, with dealing with First Timothy, the 4th chapter, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And also Paul was telling Timothy, and you can see it now, it's prevalent now everywhere, amen, selfishness, lovers of themselves. They call it selfish shots. They're taking pictures of things, selfishness. Oh, I'm going to do a selfishness. All right, we have a caller, last four digits, 7111. Amen. God bless
amen,
you.
Bishop.
There.
How you doing tonight, Bishop?
All right. You
yeah, I'm
just in time.
Good. I just want to talk about how a lot of, like the preacher was saying, like, sometimes we just got to speak the unadulterated gospel without no applause, without no amens, you know,
all
not
right.
look on the acceptance of the people, but just say it just like it is and not be made a liar because of how people don't want to change some of their different ways and actions. But God's been dealing with me about how the church is a house of prayer. And I know we've been in an intercessory prayer lately in our studies, classes. And but the church is becoming the den of thieves, just like the Bible says. And God gets very upset when people try to make the church a business. And I'm seeing different things. A lot of these registrations for these conferences is from 200 to sometimes even some of them be $500. And I don't believe that God is agrees with that. And I think that's one of some of the things that's going on in the last days that the people of God need to stand up about. And also, there's a lot of homosexuality in the church. You know, you're starting to see, like the brother said, on the media, where all these young children, teenage boys kissing, and they're starting to put them out on these different shows. And a lot of this, the people are laughing at it like it's funny, but it's an abomination. You need to tell it. That's that. And things like that in life, I want to post what's going on in their life, and, you know, but we have to be more concerned about the things of God. And another thing that God been doing with me very, very seriously about is about marriage. And somebody said that in North America, they say people are changing husbands and wives like they change their pair of pants. And this is not pleasing to God for that to be happening like that. I understand different things happen, but in heaven, the Bible says there's not going to be marriage or giving in to marriage. And just a quick testimony, my grandmother was married 60 years to my grandfather. And since he's been gone in 2010, she's had dreams about him but never seen his face. And I say, why don't you show her his face? And I was reading one night about how When those that are saved go on, they're like your sisters and brothers, like the angels. They're angels in heaven. In heaven, that's not my grandmother's husband no more. And I, you know, I don't think God wants her to look at him like he's his husband. And just like okay. even when the Bible says, even when we're living here on earth, you got to live as if you don't have no wife. He said, hate mother, right. brother, sister, and wife, all of that. So it gets to the point we have to give up our way and to introduce God's ways and cut off a lot of these things. But the reason why we're not cut off, we think we got time to vacation. We think we got time to do that, do this and all do right. that. But we're compromising our faith. It's a lot right. of stuff, a lot of great stuff. Thank you for the space.
All right. Matthew 24, you hit on a lot of, because of iniquity shall abound. That's sin. So much sin going on. And we, like the elder was saying, we got the days of Noah, we got the days of Lot, so much was happening. And some people just get, they get upset about what they see. Amen. But don't get upset. Don't get upset. Jesus told us about it. But he will give you a wife and a husband, amen, godly. Because he said man should not be alone. And God wants you to have everything. Amen. Even in heaven, you got golden streets. You got, amen, mansions up there. So, amen. Don't let the love of God, don't let this world, amen, turn you back. God going to bless us and help us. Amen. Because he have everything in his hand. Amen. Just dial 1-855-3236-2252. Let's press 1, amen, on your phone. And we'll be able to share. We're coming down to the end, close to the end of the program. Amen. If you want to share a comment, all right, we have another call. Last four digits is 6600. Amen. Error code 910. Amen. God
bless you, Bishop. Just wanted to comment on the show tonight. One thing I think it's very important that we do, and the end times that we're living in today, we know about all the problems and things that we're facing that's been discussed previously.
Yes, sir.
Man has continued to fail at one thing and throughout the Bible and throughout today, and that's the voice of God and listening to the voice of God and obeying God's instructions. God has given us instruction after instruction on how to live our lives the right way and how to be led and how to live an abundant life. And we continue mm-hmm. in different ways to deviate from the voice of God and deviate from his instructions. As we look back over the Bible and look back just over our day-to-day lives, if you really look back at the root cause of a lot of man's problems, they come from not obeying the voice of God or not obeying the instructions that God has given us. And I just think yes. if we really listen and be tuned into the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, we will survive the end times because yes. there's nothing that hadn't happened. That hadn't happened before in the Bible days. So every problem that we have, we face, anything that we need help on, the Holy Spirit is there if we'll just allow him to enter our bodies and really submit, really crucify ourselves through fasting and seek the face of God and not his hand. There's a difference. And that's what a lot of people miss, I think, today. We begin to look for the things that God can do for us instead of just seeking God's face, period, and a lot of things to come to us because he'll take care of us. But continue to focus on God and everything else will fall in line. I think that's, if I had to tell anybody any piece of advice, to seek the face of God and obey his spirit and allow him to control our lives. And you can't go wrong when you go with those combinations.
All right. And also, we'll talk about your book. You got a wonderful book, The Transformation of the Mind. Amen. Let's talk about your book. Where can we get this book from, those that are listening? Amen. Go right ahead. This is Minister Warlaw.
The book okay. is available on 10publishings.web. Also, you can contact me directly, Minister Wardlaw at gmail.com. You can contact me on that email or, like I said, kimpublishers.web. It's really a truly honor to be able to share the word of God in a book. Been getting some wonderful testimonies about how people's mind has been renewed and transformed and changed. Just a whole way, another way of thinking, another way of looking at life. and really opening your mind and expanding your mind to think differently and allow God to reveal things into you in a different way and use the word of God to reverse your way out of situations and talk yourself out of situations when you feel like you have no hope. Use the word of God to transform your mind and change your thought process and know that you can do all things through Christ when he's first in your life.
All right. God bless you. God, always good to have you. Mr. Warlaw, we're going to have you on another program. We'll talk in depth more about the book. The Bible says, man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. And we thank God for all the listeners tonight. We still have a couple more, about 5 or 6 more minutes. If ever anyone like to press 1 on your phone, if we miss, we want you to hear what you have to say. Maybe something else you can edify someone and encourage someone, amen, about the end times. You know, there's been so much said, and people, to one point we want to get over, amen, that you will go through. That's what the, amen, you're going to run into things and you never thought it was going to happen to you, amen. And David said it wasn't my enemy, it wasn't my friend or neighbor, but it was someone closer to me, amen. We have another caller, last 4 digits, 4427, all right?
Yes, Bishop, I was thinking, yes, that, you know, the book of Isaiah talked about these times that we are in now, the end times when we would see that men becoming lovers of themselves and people being politically correct. People now are afraid to speak the truth for offending one another person. And these are the end time things that the book of Isaiah spoke about, that a time will come when man will be running to and fro. And basically, you know, like it used to be long ago, like this, like people say, like a chicken with his head cut off. And not knowing ministries now who are receiving funds from the government now is looking, listening to what they are preaching from the pulpit and tell them if you're going to get government funding, there are certain things you can't talk about from the pulpit. And young people now are easily accepting homosexual lifestyle. These are the signs that Isaiah talked about, that in the end of time, man will become confused because Satan, early in biblical days, when Peter was locked in that jail, he realized it was that word he had to stop from going forward. It was the word that was giving the people their salvation and keeping them. And so he began to work on that word until now, here we are in the 21st century, he has perfected his confusion of the word, wherein that people on their job, for fear of losing their job, will not witness to the gospel on the job, knowing that the job would prohibit them. If you speak about the Lord on your job, you can lose your job. And now, like I say, even the churches who are receiving government funds, they have to walk a little thin line. So it's the enemy now getting people where people accept wrong for right. And those who know better are afraid to speak up for fear of the fact that they may be taken down and being prosecuted for speaking the truth. You know, they don't even let you display religious material. But that's where we are today, when the signs of time where wrong is being perceived as right.
All right. We thank God, amen, for all the comments. We're closing, really closing. But thank God for the, in conclusion, as we're closing, amen, if you have anyone else, we can press 1 on your phone. But in our closing, the Holy Spirit, thank God for the Holy Ghost. He's a leader. Amen. And Isaiah said, if be willing and obedient, you eat good of the land. Whatever it is, whatever is happening, amen, God is with you. And when Matthews was speaking about, amen, you're going to be offended, amen. But the Lord went through 4 and say that, amen, the one that should be careful, the one that should be careful is the one who's bringing the offense against his children, bringing the offense. Somebody might, they begin talking against you and hurting you, amen. When you fight against the church, you You might as well prepare yourself. The world doesn't know that. Paul ran into that position. He was fighting against the church, and he thought it was right. He thought it was right. When everybody rises up against God's work, amen, God, he's big enough. He's big enough to bring down problems, bring down situations, amen, because of the word. The word says so. Nothing going to overthrow the church. That's the whole issue, amen, the enemy trying to build up his kingdom. But for those of you, amen, just starting out, we have another caller, amen, last four digits is 3200, amen, you on the air, 3200, you on the air, last four digits. Last four digits, the caller, you're on the air, 3200, go right ahead, glad to have you. Amen. While they're preparing, last four digits, 3200. Amen. Go right ahead. You're on air. Your last four digits, 3200. All right. Yes, we have. Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Yes,
you're on
the air.
This is Pastor Williams.
Yes, sir. We almost missed you. You got a couple of minutes here.
Yes, sir. I was just listening and just a few comments. In the last days, people are afraid to stand up for the truth. And the devil is out to destroy his people. And he's trying to get many as he can to turn away from the truth. And like the brother said there, homosexual is abomination to God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you're getting the government money, you can't preach against that. But
yes.
I tell you what, God is coming back at a pure church and standing up for the mm-hmm. truth. And
yes.
He's not going to take down. And we that are strong in the Lord, we need to stand up for the truth. We need to stand up
right.
and tell the world that homosexual is wrong.
Mhm.
Mhm.
All right. All right. God bless you. God bless you. Okay. We hate to cut you all off, but you know we're running out of time. And amen.
Yes,
the cost of sin shall abound. The Bible says,
yes,
"The cost of sin shall abound." The love of my
the love
brother,
of
my
sister, cold.
The white's cold. You know, everybody, amen, is sin, whatever you want to call it. Amen. There are certain things that are happening now. Amen. The weather. You're looking at the weather. They can call it any one thing they want to call it, but the Bible says the weather is going to be perplexed. The weather is going to be
yes.
perplexed in things that are happening to the weather. Amen. In different places, God is drawing people to, because this is his world. Amen. It's his world, and he's going to have his people back. God bless you all. Amen. Ella Williams, you still on the air? Give me a short prayer real quickly. Amen. And I'm a closing. Amen.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, God, for your word. We thank you for those that are listening. And God, we ask that you will bless them and bless the broadcast. God, we ask that you will have your way in their life and through them. And we ask, God, that you will rule in our life and super rule to the utmost tonight and everything that's not like you in our life. God, we ask that you will go with us, shields and protectors on every side, God. And we come to sit down in the kingdom of Satan. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 60
seconds.
God bless you. Continue to pray for one another and love one another, like the Bible says. And we'll find that, amen. And we do that, amen. God will bless us and help our sisters and brothers. We know that many, amen, are going through. We thank God for the callers. And we're praying that someone been encouraged tonight. And we want you to remember, amen. He love you. He care for you. Amen. Jesus' name.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights, but when I look around, and I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain.